Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
I have likened the Pittsburgh Steelers to that of the Dallas Cowboys. Cowboys haven't gone beyond round two of the playoffs since 1995. The Steelers' failures have not been as pronounced. They haven't won a playoff game in 8 years. They haven't been competitive in a playoff game in 8 years. Here's a texter at 412-928-9370. AC, Steelers have the most wins since the merger, 6 Super Bowls, 8 Super Bowl appearances. People making too much out of no playoff wins in 8 years. Look, I know about the history of this proud franchise, and I am old enough to have lived through a ton of winning, but it's not good enough for me to just be above the mean for 8 years, to never have a losing season. And I never dismiss that outright. I do think it's an accomplishment to have not had a losing season since 2003. But what has it yielded of late? Playoff futility. Mike Tomlin's defenses get gashed every time they take the field in the playoff game. And it's not just against the Chiefs. It's not just against the Bills. It's not just against the Ravens with two-time MVP Lamar Jackson. No, it's against the Browns and Baker Mayfield when the Browns didn't have a head coach. That's not good enough. The Steelers... fact, this is a fact, have made national news more for distractions caused by wide receivers more times than they've won playoff games in the last decade. That shouldn't sit well with anybody, and that sounds like the Dallas Cowboys. All flash, no substance. Never winning the big one, but always grabbing the headlines. Makes me sick. 412-928-9370. Do you agree? Does it also make you sick, or do you disagree? Like that texter, 412-928-9370. Here's a texter. Bro, stop. You're making yourself sound like a joke. All right, call up 412-928-9370. What am I saying that's wrong? They lead every national show just about every day, and they haven't won more than the AFC North in damn near a decade. Cowboys won 12 games in 3 years consecutively with Mike McCarthy, a Pittsburgh guy. Would they win in the postseason? Where's the difference here, folks? 412-928-9370. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at South Hills Kia.net. The tush push survives. tushes can continue to be pushed. Mike Tomlin had thoughts on this back at the first owner meetings of the offseason, you know, when he was sweating profusely at the coach's breakfast and Mark Caboli was falling asleep next to him. Here's what Tomlin said back then.
The first time I saw it, I couldn't believe that it was legal because it was illegal on the field goal. That being said, you know, you hate to be against it because, you know, when people are innovative, you want to respect that. And so there's certainly been some teams that have been more innovative than the rest of us in that regard, and you hate to penalize them for it. But again, we got into the discussion on the field goal block because of player safety, and so that still remains to be a component of the discussion.
There is zero evidence that the tush push isn't safe. Zero. Now, it doesn't look safe, and I think if it's legal for the next 20 years, you're going to have data that might suggest that. Right now, you don't. Mike Tomlin there sounds like a guy who supports the innovation, doesn't want to punish the Eagles, but also wanted to give himself an out in case his owner voted to ban the play, which is exactly what the Steelers did. The Steelers voted to ban the tush push, which is so weak sauce to me for a franchise that proclaims to the world for everyone to hear, oh, we want to be the physical smash mouth, 3 yards in a cloud of dust, Pittsburgh Steelers. We drafted Derek Harmon and Y.A. Black because they've got Steelers DNA. Will Howard's a football player. He's got Steelers DNA. They drafted Najee Harris because they wanted to be physical, and they've drafted all these offensive linemen like Zach Frazier and Troy Faltanu and Broderick Jones these last couple of years because they want to punch you in the mouth. But then the most physical play in all of football, they say, no, whoa, can't be doing that. No, you can't be doing that. That's weak sauce, man. Mike Florio joined the PM team yesterday and said that the reason Art Rooney II voted the way he did, which was to ban the tush push, is because Roger Goodell wants the tush push banned. The vote needed to be 24-8. It was 22-10. Doesn't Roger Goodell work for the owners, not the other way around? So why the hell are they trying to appease Goodell? It's weak. I never want to talk about the tush push again. Frankly, it bores me. And I'm happy that this is over, at least for now. But the Packers are jokes for trying to get this play banned because they couldn't stop it. And any team, any owner that voted to ban the tush push is also a loser in this regard. A loser. Here are the teams that voted to keep the push. Eagles, Ravens, Browns. The Ravens and the Browns voted to keep the thing. The Lions, Dan Campbell's a physical guy. The Jags, the Dolphins, the Patriots, Mike Vrabel, cut from the same cloth, I thought, as Mike Tomlin. The Saints, the Jets, and the Titans all voted to keep the tush push. The Steelers did not. And I think that's lame as hell. 412-928-9370. Texter, bro, really? Comparing the Steelers to the Cowboys? You're making yourself sound like a what have you done for me lately fan. Yeah, what have you done for me lately? Mike Tomlin underachieved with the Killer Bees at the end of the Ben Roethlisberger era. Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, a great offensive line. Terribly underachieved. That's a fact. And since then, it's been even worse. And all I'm asking is at least be competitive in a playoff game. Shouldn't that be the expectation every fan has? To at bare minimum, if you qualify for the playoffs, at least make the other fan base, the other team, the other coaches on the sideline sweat? They don't. Baltimore was dancing in the streets at halftime. And I'm the weird one for saying that the Steelers are like the Cowboys? No substance? No playoff wins? Only distraction and headlines? No, I think you're the one who's out to lunch here, pal. With all due respect, we're only talking about sports. Doesn't have to be personal.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.